April is National Poetry Month. This is the Living Poetry Canon. It's April 7th, and here is a poet for today. Today's poet is not alive. Herman Melville was born in 1819 and died in 1891 in relative obscurity. In between, he wrote several novels, including Moby Dick, and poems. He lived for a time in Troy, New York, and in New York City, and in Massachusetts. For 20 years, he was a customs inspector. The New York Day Book on September 8, 1852, published a review of his novel Pierre or the Ambiguities with the headline, Herman Melville Crazy. When asked which of the great American writers he most admired, Vladimir Nabokov replied, "I still love Melville, whom I did not read as a boy." New Yorker critic James Wood ranks him among the millionaires of style. In early July 1863, as the direction of the Civil War was shifting in the Union's favor, anti-draft riots broke out in Manhattan. Over 100 people were killed. Federal troops entered the city on the second day of rioting. Early on the fifth day, the 7th Regiment arrived and fought off the rioters in one final battle at Gramercy Park. Melville lived in Massachusetts at the time and did not observe the riots, but wrote this poem, The Housetop, a night piece. No sleep, the sultriness pervades the air and blinds the brain, a dense oppression such as tawny tigers feel in matted shades, vexing their blood and making apt for ravage. Beneath the stars, the roofy desert spreads, vacant as Libya. All is hushed nearby. Yet fitfully from far breaks a mixed surf of muffled sound, the atheist roar of riot. Yonder, where parching Sirius, set in drought, balefully glares red arson, there and there. The town is taken by its rats, ship rats and rats of the wharves, all civil charms and priestly spells which late held hearts in awe, fear-bound, subjected to a better sway than sway of self. These like a dream dissolve, and man rebounds whole eons back in nature. Hail to the low, dull rumble, dull and dead, and ponderous drag that jars the wall. Wise Draco comes deep in the midnight roll of black artillery. He comes, though late, in code corroborating Calvin's creed and cynic tyrannies of honest kings. He comes, nor parleys, and the town redeemed gives thanks devout, nor, being thankful, heeds the grimy slur on the Republic's faith implied, which holds that man is naturally good, and, more, is nature's Roman, never to be scourged. That was The Housetop by Herman Melville, read on the Living Poets Canon. Today's poet is not alive, nor has he been so for at least 100 years, and the poem is read by permission of the public. Thanks for your time.